Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Please God, not people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. We speak as messengers approved by God, entrusted with the good news of the gospel. Our purpose is to please God, not people. In my mind bank, I think back in the days when I was a boy and my mother or dad told me to do something and I prolonged the accomplishing the order I had been given for as long as possible. I knew I had to do it, but delaying just seemed to be more the order of the day than obedience. Do you ever live that way? I think sometimes we still find ourselves, instead of doing what God tells us to do, we struggle. I heard a comment made by someone many years ago when another person had asked this individual why he was so happy and why he lived in such victory. And his comment was, the reason I have victory in Jesus is I try to let the least amount of time possible expire between what God tells me to do and my obedience to what he tells me to do. We need to live our life in such a way that we're pleasing God immediately, not prolonging, not acting as though we dread it, but looking as the orders that we are anticipating with joy, joy unspeakable. And one way that I find that is able for me to accomplish that is to picture walking into the presence of the Lord and hearing him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful." Oh, I want to please God more than any other person on this earth or any other person in the universe. When I please God, it brings joy to me. I can sleep at night knowing I have done my best to please the Lord. Now I have to confess there are many nights that I lay my head on the pillow and I say, "You know, Lord, I didn't do everything that you told me to do today. I'm going to try to do better tomorrow. Give me the strength." And it's just like a parent patting their child on the back saying, "I love you. I'm here with you. We'll do better together tomorrow." Please God, not people. That is my challenge to each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, our desire is to please you more than any creature in the whole universe. Our desire is to have the smile of your approval upon what we're doing here. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in your sight, our Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessing, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.